Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for September the 30th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers, ladies and gentlemen. The man's name is Ammon Bundy. The headline says, Bundy for governor of the great state of Idaho. His website, votebundy.com. I took the time to write an open endorsement letter endorsing Ammon Bundy for governor. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Hey, Sam. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. There's so much to talk about. There's so little time. As you gear up for governor, man, the mainstream press seems to be kind of going ballistic, huh?
Oh, yeah. They love the idea that I'm running for governor. That of course, is a joke. And they're going to do all they can and, you know, continue their lies because someone like me really puts a damper in their agenda.
VoteBundy.com, ladies and gentlemen. There's a couple of things I want to focus on that Ammon has done that I really think the mainstream press does not know what to do with. And that's kind of why they don't like Ammon. That's why they don't like me, because we're so direct, so plain-spoken, so clear in what we do that they just don't quite know how to handle it. They want to criticize us. They never really want to engage us, because they know if they engage us, the American people will see through their lies and see their dishonesty, and they will like us even more. So they're trying to figure out how to slaughter us and attack us and abuse us and lie about us and et cetera, but never really openly engage us. Have you noticed that, Ammon?
Oh, yeah. Ultimately, it is, you know, the content of what they would try to engage us with would actually convince the people to support us. And I've seen that over and over. So they want to demonize us, but not, you know, really openly engage, because they'll lose that battle. And they do. They lose that battle every time with me. If I can get them to engage, then what I get is a whole bunch of their supporters supporting me.
Because they paint Ammon as frothing at the mouth, crazy, ready to attack, violent, armed to the teeth. And then when you meet Ammon, you go, wait a minute, I want this guy for a neighbor. And people get that reality check and they go, what on earth have they been telling me? And one example is I went to votebundy.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's the website for Ammon Bundy's bid for governorship of the state of Idaho. But in Ammon Bundy's, I don't know what you want to call it, website there, there's an interesting document that I found, which I've never seen a politician assert or put forward this idea before, but I think it's incredible. Here's the nutshell. It says this. Hey, you know what? I can't really tell you what I would do in every situation. Why? Because the situations all depend on different things. Everything is kind of fluid in real life. It's not just a scenario you can paint with nailed down parameters. Things change. So here's what he did. Listen carefully to this. This is really important. And I hope politicians or people who run for office follow this, in my opinion, leadership example. Here it is. Ammon Bundy's clarity statement is what it says on the website. And so what you do is you say, I can't just debate scenario with everybody because everything is so different and fluid. What I will do is tell you how I will go about my decision making so that you understand what matters to me. You understand my mind. You understand the law. You understand what drives my decision. It's a brilliant ability to kind of get people to understand what you will do, how you will respond in different situations. Ammon, let's start there.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted people mostly to understand that I am going to always stand on correct principles. For example, I was asked a couple nights ago about, you know, compromising with the legislature and how the question was kind of leading in the sense that, well, you have to compromise to get anything done in the legislature. And then he asked a question, which I thought, you know, was a legitimate question, concern. He asked a further question, well, have you ever compromised with with your wife, you know? And I said, well, I've been married for 20 plus years. And so of course I had to compromise, but neither my wife or I compromise on principle. And, we have to compromise to live with each other. We have to compromise and help each other. And we both do that, but we don't compromise our principles. And, because we're one on our principles, and if we're not, then we have to work together to get on the correct principle, and then we move forward. And so this idea that we have to compromise our principles, we have to compromise our integrity, is something that we need to root out in government, which is difficult because it's just ripe with corruption. But then I wanted to make sure that the people understood the difference between working together with somebody and getting things done and compromising principle.
So this clarity statement, ladies and gentlemen, based on this, really highlights the point. Here's the principles in which Ammon Bundy will make decisions. He says, I want people to be able to have confidence in the decisions that will be made. Here it is. Constitutional purity. The Constitution of the United States has been the most effective foundational document for advancing individual liberties. It's the greatest for freedom ever devised in American history. So he'll first go to the supreme law of the land. Second, he'll focus on free markets. America is strong because America was founded on the basis of freedom and free markets. This is the land of the free. Anyway, he goes on and talks about the importance of free markets. And then three traditional values. America, and Idaho specifically, was built on the firm foundation of strong family and Judeo-Christian values. As Idahoans, we recognize there are things, and he goes on, but the point is, these are the governing factors in this clarity statement that I think really helps people understand what you're going to do. It's not about arguing with people. It's not about Republicans and Democrats. It's not about picking sides and playing the blame game. It's about following correct principles. And I think that's the biggest point of your campaign, Ammon.
Yeah, and actually, it's the greatest unifier as well. People typically get divided, whether it's a family or whether it's, it doesn't matter at work or even in the government. They get divided. And the reason why our country is so divided is because we have two different sets of principles. And it's very important if we're going to unify and actually get something done and defend liberty that we all get on the same and agree at least at some level of the principles of freedom. And I think they're best laid out, to be honest with you, in the Declaration of Independence. It makes it very clear that God created man and he created him equal, and that he gave him certain rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So God, our creator, who created this earth, who created us, he gave us the right for each person to equally live, to have life, to have liberty, and to have the right to pursue happiness in this life. And then it goes on, the Declaration of Independence goes on and stating that because of this, man has instituted government, and that the purpose of government is to secure these rights that God has given us. And if we can agree upon that, as that being the purpose of government, that being the premise of government, that being the rights of man, and that's the reason why we need government, then we can go a long, long ways. In the legislatures, in the executive and the judicial branches of government, we can go a long, long ways together with that understanding. And ultimately, that's what happened at the beginning of this of the forming of the United States of America. Everybody agreed upon that part. What's happening now across our country. Is that people don't believe in that. And that's why we're having such a divide. And so I am gathering people around me
Let me stop you there for a second, Ammon, and just say, not only do people not believe in that, but they're spending their time undermining that very reality as well.
Yeah, I mean, look at, I mean, we could go into great detail, but, you know, let's say critical race theory. Well, it's exactly opposite of that. Let's go into this extreme environmentalist idea. Well, it's exactly opposite. They don't believe that man was created by God. They don't believe the earth was created by God. And so they look at man as an invasive species rather than man being children of God and the earth being created for them. So we end up with all of these troubles, and we get these politicians, these elected people or appointed people or just hired by the government, and they're pushing these ideological, really theological ideas, and they're completely contrary to our founding documents. And so we have to unite and recognize that and push that the true principles forward and agree upon, you know, at least the what is set forth in the Declaration of Independence.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ammon Bundy is running for this great state of Idaho to be governor. VoteBundy.com is the website. He says, I'm running for governor because I'm sick and tired of all this political garbage, just like you are. I'm tired of our freedoms being taken from us, and I'm tired of the corruption that is rampant in our state government. Quick pause. Ammon Bundy with me. You're listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Ammon Bundy with me. Ammon Bundy is running for governor for the great state of Idaho. VoteBundy.com is where you can learn about his campaign, where you can volunteer, where you can donate. A whole lot more. You can get caught up on his key positions and his focus. VoteBundy.com. He's sick of the garbage going on in politics, okay? He's sick of the corruption, and he's tired of our freedoms being taken from us, ladies and gentlemen. Ammon Bundy has an incredible clarity statement defining exactly what he would do and how he would go about decision-making as governor. And I really think a clarity statement gives you an idea into the thought process of how they will go about solving problems. I don't see many politicians providing a, quote, clarity statement on their intentions and how they would process difficult situations and deal with them. But I'll give you one example of a difficult situation. Here's what Ammon says. You know what? COVID, how it should have been handled by the governor. So not only do you get a clarity statement from Ammon Bundy about how he'll think through these things, but then you get an example. What would he have done? How should it have been handled by the governor? Here's how Ammon would handle it. Ammon, I think this is really helpful to help people understand who you are, what you would do, why. It really gives an indication. Instead of just criticizing the current governor, you're like, hey, here's what should have been done. Here's how I would have handled it. Great insight into who you are, how you would behave as governor.
Yeah, Larry, I'm ultimately giving the people of Idaho a choice here. They get to choose. That's part of the beauty of the design of our states and our country and our counties and so forth, that the people get to decide. And so I have done the best I can at this point to show the people the difference. And on my website and everything that I'm doing as far as meeting with people, we're going around, you know, almost every night I have either meet and greets or town halls. And so I'm extremely busy and active. And it's all about giving the people of Idaho a choice. Look, you get to choose. I am a lot different. This is what I would do. This is what was done. This is what I think in this circumstance should have been done. I will certainly follow that pattern. And now it's your choice. It's your choice whether you're going to support me, you know, financially in my campaign. It's your choice whether you're going to, you know, talk to your friends and whether you're going to bring people to the town halls and the meet and greets and the rallies that we're having. And ultimately, it's your choice of whether you're going to vote for me or not. And so I'm giving the people of Idaho a choice. I'm giving the people of across the country a choice too, because we can certainly use their support. And with the idea that Idaho will be a shining example for other states of how they're supposed to run their states, how they're supposed to treat the people of their states, and how ultimately the purpose of government, especially the state, is to defend the people's rights that God has given them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is an interesting viewpoint as well that I really think is worth highlighting, because you say, you know what, in Idaho, there's a lot of Republicans running. And you go, you know what, a Republican's a Republican, what's the difference? Stop. Understanding the difference between these, quote, Republicans is a real key to understanding who would best represent you as governor in the state of Idaho. And I, you know, you say, well, Sam, this is a nationally syndicated show and it's got global reach on the internet and everything else. Why are you focusing on Idaho? I'll tell you why, because I believe that Ammon is one of the key candidates that really is defining principles that can be applied anywhere, anytime, to any election, not only in America, but globally. Right? So what Ammon has here is the Keep Idaho, Idaho plan. And you say, well, what does that mean? Well, Idaho is turning into a police state, just like every other state in the union. And when we say keep Idaho, Idaho, we're talking about the constitutional republic of Idaho. Each state is a separate republic with sovereignty. Don't forget that reality check. So keeping Idaho, Idaho has to do with remaining sovereign as a constitutional republic, right? The nation's made up of the United States, United Republics, Ammon.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, Idaho has to decide, the people of Idaho have to decide whether we're going to continue to further this police state, whether we're going to continue to further this welfare state, whether we're going to continue to allow the federal government to control 63% of our land and 72% of our subsurface mineral rights, basically making us dependent upon the federal government. Or whether we're going to be a state that protects the rights of the people, that allows the people to live free. I mean, Idaho, believe it or not, it's hard to believe, because Idaho has always had this persona of being a conservative, you know, free state with rugged individuals and great agriculture and all that. But we were the first state that actually arrested somebody for having church outside during the COVID lockdowns. Here in Idaho.
Hold on, stop. And when you say outside during the COVID lockdown, that was an attempt to make sure that we were responsible and careful with a lot of unknown information at the time. And later the government admitted that outside there's very little likelihood of even catching the COVID. So it really put the people doing their very best in a very good light, showed the government's extreme belligerence on this topic.
Yeah, and they decided that they would have a church service outside. They decided they were going to have it in the parking lot of the city hall because they were very unhappy with the usurpation of power that the city hall was taking there in Moscow, Idaho. And police came in and arrested them, arrested the leaders anyway, the pastors, and booked them into the county jail. And now I still think now they're fighting those charges still today. That happened in Idaho, in the United States of America. Well, have we completely lost our minds? The right to worship is protected in the First Amendment. It's protected in our Article 1 of the Constitution. And here we are arresting people for worshiping God outside in Idaho. That's the level we're at. We actually, here in Idaho, a mother was arrested for being at a park with her children at the beginning of the COVID thing. And thankfully, the people did respond to these things, and we rallied, and, I was instrumental in that, rallying people, hundreds of people, to the defense of these individuals. And we sent a message at the very beginning of COVID that, you, Governor, do not have authority to force the people of Idaho to stay in their homes. But that was their agenda and their plan. We have to get the state of Idaho to do its proper job as it has done in the past so that it can prosper and be the Idaho that it should be, which is the example of freedom and liberty. And I believe the political climate is perfect here. And so, I intend on doing that. And the position of the governor is the one that is the position that we need filled so that it can be done. I will say this too, Sam, is, for people that are outside these areas, such as, Oregon, California, Washington, many other states. Like, if you put your money to towards a candidate in those states, a conservative candidate, in many cases you're just wasting your money. Well, think about a state like Idaho who truly has a chance. I'm leading the governor and the lieutenant governor in the polls right now, so we truly have a chance of actually getting our government and the state to do the proper things. And therefore we can be that example. We can perpetuate that and expand that beyond Idaho. And that is what we hope happens.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to take a lot of work though. Let's be very clear. Sadly, in America today, what you got to have is a lot of boots on the ground and a lot of cash to make things happen. And if you have a lot of boots on the ground and serious volunteers that are dedicated and committed, then you don't have to have as much cash. But let's face it, you've got to have resources or it's very tough. We're talking to Ammon Bundy, ladies and gentlemen, who is running for governor for the great state of Idaho. VoteBundy.com to volunteer, to donate, to get involved, and a whole lot more. Ammon Bundy has a clarity statement on his website that you can check out to know what he'd do in given situations. He's also got the Keep Idaho Idaho plan. There's also the top five reasons to support Ammon Bundy. We'll talk about it all in seconds on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More bad news on America's frail economy. The number of Americans seeking jobless benefits unexpectedly rose last week, the Labor Department reported Thursday. Initial filings for unemployment benefits, seen as a proxy for layoffs, rose to 362,000 last week. That's up 11,000 from the prior week. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones expected to see the weekly new claims drop, but they didn't. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Wednesday night that an agreement to keep the government funded through the first week of December will be voted on today by lunchtime in Washington. A Danish artist was given $84,000 recently by a museum to use in a work of art. When he delivered the piece he was supposed to make, it was not quite as promised. Instead, the artist, Jens Honning, gave the Nuta Museum of Modern Art in Aalborg, Denmark, two blank canvases and said they were titled, Take the Money and Run. This is USA Radio News.
Remember when California was the Golden State? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California, It's Over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from Los Angeles. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax at 10 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, or Zumo. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
Military brass went before Congress Wednesday to try to explain the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal that got U.S. military people killed. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and General Kenneth McKenzie, commander of the U.S. Central Command, exposed through their sworn testimony the lies told by President Joe Biden on the question of leaving a residual force in Afghanistan. And Florida Republican Representative Michael Waltz told Newsmax that this decision made the United States less safe.
What did the Pentagon recommend, and then what did Biden ignore? We know from today that that Biden has said, look, nobody told me to leave a residual force. And we know that now to be false. We know that now to be a lie.
Milley testified on Tuesday before the Senate Armed Services Committee that he advised leaving a residual force of 2,500 troops in Afghanistan, as did McKenzie.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Ammon Bundy and Sam Bushman together in Liberty Roundtable Live discussing Ammon Bundy's bid for governor of the great state of Idaho. Vote Bundy, B-U-N-D-Y, votebundy.com. You can read the clarity statement from Ammon Bundy about how he'll behave as governor and what guidelines he will follow. You can learn about COVID, how it should have been handled by the current governor. You'll understand his defense of religious liberty and a whole lot more. The Keep Idaho, Idaho plan is a very fascinating, really understanding about the proper role of limited constitutional government, replete with checks and balances and more. Remember, Idaho's a constitutional republic. Anybody who tells you different, ladies and gentlemen, is either ignorant of the proper role of government or lying to you. Don't know which, don't care. The results are the same. They'd destroy Idaho. So Ammon wants to keep Idaho, Idaho, and amen to that reality check. Now, as part of the Keep Idaho, Idaho plan, there's a top five reasons to support Ammon Bundy for the governorship of Idaho, really to support Ammon Bundy in anything he does to advocate for and carry out the proper role of limited constitutional moral government. These five principles are really, really key. I want to throw them out and have Ammon respond to each one of them, ladies and gentlemen, because they're so critical. First one, key to my Keep Idaho plan is the elimination of all property taxes in our state, Ammon.
Well, property tax is a Marxist idea that somehow we in America have accepted in order to pay for quote unquote legitimate government. And so, and you can't have property tax and private property in the same sentence. You either have to have one or the other. You can't have both. Because
the point is, if it's taxed, then it's whose? What if you don't pay your tax? They take it away. Does that mean they have complete ownership and it's on loan or on rent for the tax payment? Is that the point?
Yeah. And I mean, here in Idaho, every day in Idaho, someone loses their home because they couldn't pay the property tax. And usually it's the elderly. Sometimes the disabled or someone gets in a situation where they lose their job. They're losing their home because of these circumstances, and the state's taking them. And I mean, it's a situation that's very difficult. We have to understand that, you know, if you read the Karl Marx's A Communist Manifesto, he says in there that communism can be summed up into one sentence: the abolition of private property. And so it is extremely important that we protect the right to own and control property. If we protect the right to own and control property, socialism and communism cannot foster. And but really, it just comes down to a person working hard. They should be able to own their home. And property tax is an immoral tax, a Marxist idea. And so we're presenting and proposing other ways in order to fund legitimate government rather than through property tax. And you know, people are really catching on to this idea and understanding that there are much better ways in order to fund the legitimate purposes of government rather than putting your private property on the line so the government can take it.
Now, interestingly enough, a lot of Republicans say, well, we really can't do that. We wouldn't have enough revenue to run things. That's a lie. Isn't there like 9 other states that don't even have a property tax?
Well, there's 9 other states that have eliminated income tax.
Oh, and, income tax. How many have eliminated property tax?
There are several, quite a handful of counties inside states that actually have. I think there's a... You know, I actually don't know the statistics about how many.
Yeah, but I know there are states that don't have a property tax, though, right?
Yeah, and there's free, but it has become like this go-to way of collecting funds through force in order to pay for government. And but there are much better ways to do it, and we're proposing to replace it with a consumption tax, which is really the only moral way to tax the people.
All right. So there's not complete states that don't have property taxes then? Are there any states with no property taxes?
If there is,
by the way,
I'm
there are zero states. They say some of them, some counties have really low property taxes, but zero states have no property tax.
Yeah.
Isn't that a
several
shame?
Counties. And it literally is, Sam. It's a communist, Marxist, idea that we here in the United States around the, you know, early 1900s began to accept. We did a lot of things right around there that were just really detrimental to us now. Allowing federal government to collect income tax, property taxes, and it's just caused us to, you know, grow government to such a level that now it's become a very oppressive entity on all levels in most cases.
All right, so let's be very clear, ladies and gentlemen. There are no states with zero property tax. There are states that tax less items. There are states that have lower numbers. So there's the best and worst states when it comes to property tax. But no state has had the guts to jettison the Communist Manifesto plank of property tax. Ammon proposes Idaho to be the first state to actually get it done. So the first one is eliminate property taxes, right?
Yeah, and I mean, this is a practical thing we're presenting. We're showing a much better way, and we completely believe that we can get this passed, that the legitimate functions of government can still be funded, and then other states will see how beneficial it is and begin to follow suit. But it's going to take somebody And we believe Idaho is the place that it's going to happen. It's going to take a state and a people to push and show people the success of doing this. And that's why, you know, again, that's why we're asking for everybody's support in this.
In addition to jettisoning property tax altogether, which no state to date has had the guts to do across the board, as Ammon's proposing, how about eliminate personal income tax? Again, I should have the right to the fruits of my labor.
Yeah, now there are 9 other states that have eliminated income tax. And really what it's become here in Idaho, the income tax has become basically a slush fund for Idaho, you know, government to be able to use but they don't necessarily need those funds. We've broke them down. It's become just a lot of extra, and we just don't think it's necessary, and we're going to eliminate that tax, and we're not trying to replace it with anything.
Now, I've always claimed that a lot of my friends are like, no, I'm not moving to that state, they got a property tax, or I'm not moving to this state, they got an income tax, or I'm doing, and I always say they always make it up somewhere else. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, a property tax and an income tax, both of those unconstitutional taxes, are 2 of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Let's be very clear. If you don't believe me, go look it up. Check it out. I'm just telling you, these belligerent unconstitutional taxes just choke the free market. They choke your prosperity. And they don't need the money for the proper role of government. Now, they do need the money if they're going to go ahead and lord over you, as we've seen many, many, many state leaderships do, especially in the era of COVID. I mean, they've literally turned into tyrannical thugs, just, you know, mandating edicts everywhere. But it's got to stop, and it's because they have so much money. But we want to get rid of property tax and personal income tax. The sooner we do that in a given state, that will be the state that will be the shining city on a hill for the nation, economically speaking, Ammon. I'm convinced.
Absolutely. We are, too. And we believe we can get it done. And we believe the benefits to the people will be tremendous. And the state's going to thrive because it will receive plenty of revenue through consumption tax, which is, again, the only moral way to tax the people. And it's going to be that example that we don't need to have these Marxist taxes in order to thrive and to prosper as a people and still have the state protect our rights.
Yeah, I think a consumption tax is a great answer. Another great answer is an apportionment tax, right? Where you just simply say, hey, we're either going to do it by everybody in the state divided by the number, and there's your number, or you could say all the adults or all the whatever parameters you want to put, but an apportionment tax of some kind could be advantageous as well.
Yeah, the reason why I always say that consumption tax is the only moral way to tax people, because it gives the people a choice of when they're going to be taxed, if they're going to be taxed and so forth.
In other words, Ammon's point, ladies and gentlemen, is you don't want to choke the earning side of the equation, right? If things are a little tough, you can say, I'm not going to spend a bunch, and you can, you know, have that control over that. If it's an apportionment tax, you don't have control over the earning side of the spigot, if you will. There makes a lot of sense. There's debates about it all over. But you know what? We're moving towards the proper role of government the more we talk. Ammon Bundy with me. Keep Idaho, Idaho.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt. And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, a hard-hitting talk at your fingertips always at LibertyRoundtable.com and LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, tell the tale, donate liberally. Every penny will help us spread the news, the networks. Simply refuse to use Hammond Bundy with me, ladies and gentlemen. Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com, the website. You can donate. You can volunteer. You can read his Hammond Bundy's clarity statement. You can learn how to keep Idaho, Idaho. And really, this applies to every state. How to keep Utah, Utah. How to keep every constitutional republic in the union. All 50 republics, if you will. You know what? You can follow these same principles. You can even pattern your election after Ammon's. That's why we're talking about this nationally and why we're talking about this, these key critical principles. Elimination of all property tax in the state of Idaho. Eliminate all personal income tax. Replace it with a consumption tax is the idea. Hey, that way, if you need to earn money and you don't want to spend because things are a little tough, hey, they're not penalizing your earning potential. They're not ratcheting down that spigot, if you will. All right. Any final point on the tax issues there, Ammon?
No, I think we've covered them well. You know, just do your homework. Find out the reality of where most of these taxes come from. And again, I just leave you with the sentence of the Karl Marx in the Communist Manifesto said, communism can be summed up into one sentence, the abolition of private property. And that includes the money that you make because of the fruits of your labor. That includes your wealth.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Jettison communism. You first got to understand its origins. And Americans have been deceived on this issue by the media and by government and by the collegiate world and the education world for so long now. And when Ammon brings this up, he seems radical. But the truth is, he's very common sense. He's very founding father-esque. And that's what I love. And that's why I have personally endorsed in writing Ammon Bundy for governor of the great state of Idaho. And by the way, I own land in Idaho, so I do have a little bit of a stake in this beyond just being a nationally syndicated talk show host. The next one is implement restitution and restoration laws. Man, we could talk for an hour on that one, Ammon.
Yeah, this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and I know quite a bit about because I spent 2 years in federal prison. Never convicted of a crime. We left.
Say that again. Hold on. Never convicted of anything, Ammon.
No, not even a misdemeanor. When we walked out of there, and half of that time I was in solitary confinement, we walked out of there again without even a misdemeanor and went home to our families. And it was just like, well, I mean, they tried to do that to us. They tried to destroy our lives. And ultimately, when you boil it down, this is what they're doing all over. They're using our system that we put in place. They're using it as a political tool to destroy and to attack their political enemies. And I think the best way to correct this is to get it back on the right tracks of the way our founders did it, and that is to punish and to focus on those who are criminals, perpetrators who are actually hurting and harming somebody who actually have a victim. And then you say, well, how do you punish that person? You just throw them in jail, and which costs, an immense amount of money. And then you have to collect a bunch of taxes by force from the people in order to pay for that. Or is there a better way? Well, our founders, again, showed us a much better way, and that is when someone damages a person, when somebody hurts somebody, the law requires them to restore the damages back to that person. And so I intend on using, again, those correct principles and to implement them in our penal system. And it will be based upon restitution, not the state fining you and then collecting money, not the state putting people in prison that really are not violent and are not a harm or a danger to society, but simply requiring the perpetrator to restore the damages back to the victim. And that would be the purpose and should be the purpose of government. And I could go into, examples on that, but that is what it's based upon.
Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is look, when there's injury, we not only need to implement restitution and restoration laws, but we need to have speedy trials. Ammon Bundy's trial should have taken like 30 days. He should not have spent 2 years for guilty of nothing in prison. Okay, that's really the bottom line here. And then, hey, what should be the restitution and restoration for Ammon? Anyway, that's a very contemplative question that everyone should ask. We're running out of time, sadly, so I should have had Ammon on for 2 hours, but he's so busy I didn't want to take up too much time. The next one is take back all federal land in Idaho. Really, the Constitution gives government very limited scope to own any land at all. There's a list in which they can own land, and the parcels they would own under that constitutionally given list is very tiny, Ammon.
Yeah, and it causes a tremendous amount of problem in the state. In Idaho, we have an affordable housing crisis problem where, you just can't afford a house unless you're moving from California or somewhere where the land prices have been really high and you sell there. That's the only way you can afford a house here in Idaho. And so we are in the middle of an affordable housing crisis. And you have to ask why. Well, the reason why is because our supply is so low. And then what's that causing us? It's causing us to develop housing development on our agricultural land. And the number one industry here in Idaho is agriculture. So we're destroying our agricultural land. And our housing cost is so high because we don't have enough supply that only those that are moving in from outside the state can afford it. And we have to ask the reason why. And the reason why is 63% of our land is controlled by the federal government. And we have...
And hold on, I might say unconstitutionally. Hold on, unconstitutionally controlled by our government.
Yeah, unconstitutionally controlled. And you'll notice I'll never say that it's federal land. It's not BLM land. It's not Forest Service land. They have taken that land. They have stolen that land from the people and from the state. And so it's federally controlled land. There's no doubt that they're willing to point guns and to push people off that land for control. But it's not theirs. It's unconstitutional. And it makes it so that the states, especially the western states, because that's where most of the federally controlled land is, it makes it so that we are dependent upon the federal government. Idaho can't even pay its own bills because 63% of our land is being controlled by them and 72% of our subsurface mineral rights are. And so we can't prosper. We can't grow. And so, our young people can't get housing. We also are building on our agricultural land, which we can never get back once we've done that. And it's becoming a huge problem. And then on top of that, it's causing us to our cities to become more and more dense. And so we're building, Boise's building high-rise apartments and, multi-level housing are going up all over. And we're getting congestion, we're getting smog, we're getting, just a ton of traffic. And All of that happens. Why? Because we're landlocked. The federal government has landlocked us.
And it's going to get exponentially worse too, Ammon.
Absolutely. And we end up with what I call a Hunger Games syndrome, where you end up with a dense population in a city, and then they're controlling all the districts, the rural areas, because you have so many people in one area and we can't spread out, and they lose their conservative identity because they're not tied to the land, they're not using the land, they're not out upon it. They just live in an apartment building and ride a bike back and forth to work, if they work at all, and they pretty much get their resources from the rural areas to our, you know, again, I love using the Hunger Games syndrome, because that's the scenario you set up, and that's what happened in Washington, Oregon, California's done it, Nevada's done it, New Mexico, Colorado, all of these states that are being federally controlled, the most of their land is being federally controlled, has followed the exact same pattern. And I'm saying, hey, wake up, Idaho. We have the opportunity right now where we're at to change this. But we have to get our lands back. We have to take back our land.
VoteBundy.com, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get to this last topic. I hate to interrupt. You're on a roll, Ammon. But, man, we're flat out of time, and I want to really get this last one in, because I believe it's one of the most quintessential line items of all. Now, these 5 points that we're making are not in order. They all are going to be executed simultaneously. Let's be very clear about that as well. They're all just as important as one another. But this one really, in my opinion, is key. Here it is. Ready? Executive order to end abortions. In my opinion, pro-life, especially for the most innocent among us, the babies, is the most important. And the reason it is because everything else is downstream from that. If you don't have a right to your life, if they can just snuff your life out, well, who cares about land? You won't need any land if you're dead. Okay, so this really is a critical one that nobody else has the guts to take on directly either. They all have platitudes, but none of them have the guts to directly take it on, Ammon. But you do.
Yeah, and as a governor, I have the authority through an executive order to order not the people around, but to order the executive branch of government. And I intend on using that authority to protect our innocent babies and to declare that life begins at conception. And I use this example. Imagine, you know, if let's say when you're 85 years old and you're dependent on your children, that your children can send you to a euthanasia center and have you killed. Imagine that. What would be the outrage? What would the state do? Would I would hope would make sure that did not happen, and put the state's resources. And I hope the people would assemble and not allow that to happen and not accept that. Well, look, is that any different? There's no difference. We're now saying that, you know, at a stage of life, somehow we could take that life. And I'm saying no. I'm saying it's not okay to send our 85-year-old to a euthanasia center, just like it's not okay to send our brand-new conception babies to a center to take their life. And it just has to end, and someone has to end it. And I believe Idaho, again, is the place to do it.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I think pro-life is one of the most important things we can address, because if we don't, ladies and gentlemen, what else matters if you're dead? We need to think about that. And if it's the babies or the elderly, then all they'll start to say is the disabled, thus yours truly, a blind person, would be gone from the airwaves. You know, that's the communist agenda on steroids. That's the eugenics movement. Exposed in modern day. Be very, very careful. But Ammon Bundy willing to have the guts to stand for pro-life like no other. Thus, my written public endorsement of Ammon Bundy for governor of the great state of Utah. VoteBundy.com. You got about 15 seconds. Final statement's yours, Ammon.
Well, again, it's the people's choice. I'm just giving them that choice. And I'm not going to be shy about what I believe in, what I'm going to fight for, and what I'm going to stand for. And I just ask people to support me if they will.
VoteBundy.com. God save the Republic.